Life only.
Oh, it's going to be a good weekend. Bastien and Pompey, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. And joining us from the band Bastille, I believe, if I twiddle that and turn that up, Dan Smith should be joining us. Hello, Dan.
Hello, how are you doing?
There he is. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Technology works. Hey.
It works, yeah, because I was just talking to Dan off the air a second ago. I was like, I've never done this in my real truly professional style. I've never done this before.
Setting the guest at ease. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're a real professional. How are you? First of all, where are you and how are you?
I'm good, thanks. We're just in London doing some recording, and we're very excited tomorrow to head to Cork via Dublin for Independence.
All right, you're flying. Right, so I'd urge you to go carry on only. If you can, because in terms of baggage,
we've travelled a little bit so far this summer, and it's a mess everywhere. So we are on the bus. We're on the tour bus tomorrow. So we'll be
that's the way to do it. Yeah, excellent. Good show.
The bus and the boat.
You're not going to lose your gear then. In that case, you've done Independence before, though, haven't you?
We have. Yeah, it was really fun last time we did it. So yeah, we're excited to be back. You know, it's been quite a lot's happened to everyone in the between times between then and now.
What did you do? You took it easy? Well, of course, you were releasing songs. There was a massive radio smash anyway with Marshmallow last year. So you were keeping busy through it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess everyone reacted differently, didn't they? And for me, it was like, right, stay busy. What can we do? We were in the middle of making an album when everything locked down, and we just kind of carried on doing that. Made this slightly weird, futuristic sci-fi album called Give Me the Future. And I ran a film club on Instagram where we watched a different film from a different country every week. And then I took questions from all of our fans and put them to the director or one of the actors from the film, and had a little go at being a presenter, and was absolutely terrible at it. I hats off to all of you for the job you do. It's hard to keep a conversation going and also read notes.
You got the wrong show, I'm afraid, my friend. But what were you presenting?
Oh, well, it was just a thing that we were doing, like a little film club.
The club itself. Because you are mad into movies and you're a film fan. What have you seen recently, or is there any recommendations you'd have for us of movies you've seen recently? Have you seen that Jurassic World with the dinosaurs in it?
I've never heard of it. What's that?
Stick with me, kid. It's a niche.
A little indie film.
Up and coming little thing. But what have you watched recently that you liked?
I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is amazing. I went to go watch Jurassic World on a rooftop cinema in London, and they couldn't get the film to work, so they put on the unbearable weight of massive talent. Have you seen it?
The Nicolas Cage one.
Yeah, where he's playing himself. He's playing a washed up version of himself.
What did you make of that?
Well, I sort of thought it was going to be like Being John Malkovich. I thought it was going to be art house and really weird. And it's basically just a kind of stoner bro comedy.
Yeah.
Which is no bad thing. You know, when you go to the cinema and you're like, right, this is going to be challenging, put on my pretentious hat. And then they were just sort of like goofing around on acid. And just wasn't what I expected.
Yeah, it didn't live up to expectations. But the everything everywhere all at once came out at the same time as the Scarlet Witch or the Doctor Strange thing, multiverse sort of vibes. But of course, a much better version of it. Sure, we could talk about films all day. We could talk about movies. We'll talk about the new album. Well, the new old album. This is a super deluxe version of Give Me the Future. It's coming out shortly, a couple of weeks, is it?
It is, yeah. I as a fan of music and other bands, I hate it when people are like, hey, we've repackaged our album with a remix on the end. I think it's so lame and such a, like, I don't know, I think it's like taking advantage of fans. So the idea with this was we made a double album, and we basically are releasing it in two halves. So Giving the Future came out last year, and this section is like Dreams of the Past and Other People's Heartache, one of our mixtapes, and that's coming out in the next few months. And yes, it's all songs we made in one big go last year. And hopefully people like it. It was weird leaving songs off the first version of the album that we absolutely love. And
That's a total gimme, isn't it? Like, it's like you put out an album or part of the first half and you're like, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that. And then you go, I'll tell you what, let's do it again. Let's add some more.
Well, it was always, the thing is, it was always the plan to do both. Yeah. But equally, if the first album had completely bombed, I don't know if we would have been allowed to put out the second half. So we're grateful that it did all right. And I'm just really excited for people to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, well, on that, in terms of the first half, like, the critical reception has been spectacular. There's the talk is, what's this? Consensus is that nearly a decade on from their debut release, Bastille are releasing their best ever music. That must feel pretty nice to be an overnight success all these years later.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a bit of a graft, you know, not going to lie. We're so grateful to be able to still be releasing music, to still be touring. Like the fact that, you know, through lockdown, we were able to, you know, obviously we couldn't tour, but we were still able to make music, to try and, you know, escape in our heads via, the stuff we were doing in the studio. It was such a nice excuse to stay in touch with loads of people and to collaborate online and just have a bit of fun. And I guess we made this album as something to kind of jump around the studio or our bedrooms or like our flats or wherever we were recording in various states of isolation. Like we made it just to, I guess, to sort of keep ourselves entertained and sane. And so it's nice to have that now, like out in the world, the whole thing.
It certainly resonated with people anyway, and certainly with critics as well. Tell Dan and the band they can stop off at mine for a cup of tea in New Ross when they get off the boat and passing by on the way to Cork. Plenty of parking for the bus from Ivor. Also, they'll look after you for a cup of tea, maybe something stronger, Ivor, as well.
Yeah.
And a biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll look after you. Listen, man, best of luck with the gig on Saturday night. We'll all be there doing the AOs, for the AOs, AOs, if you need us. Just give us a shout.
Excellent. No, give us the nod. Please come up and join. We need all the help we can get.
I don't think you need to worry about that. That's on Saturday night at Independence. Have a great weekend. And thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Dan Smith from Bastille.
Cheers, take care,
man. Bye. Bye. Ray Foley.